Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Extremely local news from Seamus Toomey at Block Club Chicago. Good morning, Seamus. So a 606 style trail, maybe for the south side?
Actually, the west side, Bob. Good morning. Yeah, this is going through the North Lawndale neighborhood. It's been talked about for quite some time, but it's really picking up steam now, and they're going to start doing some public meetings to just get some input about not just the way the trail will look, but what's going to happen on either side of the embankments. It's tentatively called the Lawndale Line or the Altenheim Line. It follows the old Altenheim tracks through the west side, roughly between Fillmore and Taylor, and it would run from California to Costner, so about 2 miles.
Yeah, sounds like a good idea. How likely is this to actually happen?
You know, it's really got some momentum, and you know, the city's really behind it. It cuts through, you know, part of the city that could really use a boost with some attractions and some recreation and some just things for the residents out there to do. And the big difference between this and the 606 is the 606 is anyone that's been on it that elevated bike trail. It's pretty narrow. It is literally just an elevated old train line. This one's got room on either side of it, so they could really do parks, they could do recreation, they could do educational spots, art. So there's a lot of room to grow. So if I was a betting man, I would say we could probably see this, you know, maybe not in the next couple of years, but in the next 5 years or so as they hammer out, just the final aspects of what it's going to look like.
Up north in Bucktown, has anybody found the famous neon beer sign yet?
Not yet. It's a mystery of little importance. but this is for any fans of the old Danny's Tavern in Bucktown, 1959 West Dickens, kind of tucked away on a residential street. It closed down last year amid the pandemic, and all of a sudden, it's up for sale, but no one can tell us what happened to the Schlitz on Tap beer sign that in theory could be sold along with the bar if someone reopens it. You know, just like the old style signs around town, the Schlitz one is just a throwback sign. It's neon and it's pretty big. So someone took it down and has got it. It was reported stolen to the Chicago police August 1st. So there's a $1,000 reward from a fan of the sign who lives nearby. So if anyone knows, they said no questions asked. If you want to just return the sign and leave it outside of Danny's, they'd appreciate it.
Start checking the basements in the neighborhood. In Bridgeport, there's a long-awaited revival of a theater underway.
Right, and this is good news for old theater fans. This is the Remova Theater. It's on Bridgeport, 35th and Halstead. It's been closed for 30 years, but there is a not just a push. There was actually a party last night to celebrate the groundbreaking of the project to bring it back to life. Fans of the old Music Box up in Lakeview can, if you've been there, you can picture what the Remova used to look like. This was the sister theater that was also built in 1929. So it's, like I said, it's been vacant for 30 years, but they're going to turn it into a live music venue, restaurant, brew pub. They think they can hold up to about 1,800 people inside of it once it's done. So it's going to be quite a new venue for the South Side. And they're saying now the timeline is the end of next year. It could be up and running. There's a lot of the funding's in place. It's $28 million overall. And there's some, our reporter, Amy Kinn, got into it yesterday, and she's got some great photos of what it looks like in there. And it's actually in a lot better shape than I would have expected. The bones are all there, but it needs a lot of work.
Well, look, blockclubchicago.org. Seamus Toomey, thank you, sir. Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, thanks, Bob.